In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and unto the ages of all ages, Amen. I would like to begin by congratulating you for the blessed and honorable feast of Pentecost. The word Pentecost means 50th, and the feast of Pentecost comes exactly 50 days after the feast of the holy resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Feast of Pentecost was known amongst the Jews because it is one of the spring feasts of Israel that God had commanded. It is the Feast of the Weeks, where after 7 weeks of the harvest, they would go again to Jerusalem, to the temple, to make certain offerings. And for this reason, many Jews from so many different countries all over the world were gathered in Jerusalem at this particular time to celebrate the Feast of Pentecost. All the spring feasts of Israel were symbolized in the Christian faith. They were a type of some kind of feast that would be converted to be celebrated in the Christian church. And thus the Feast of Pentecost, or the 50th day, became for us the feast of receiving and celebrating the gift of the Holy Spirit. Our meditation this morning is entitled Discerning Spiritual Gifts. And so many topics that we can discuss on the Feast of Pentecost. But I found that the reading of the Pauline epistle today, taken from the first epistle of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 12, it did focus on acquiring and receiving and discerning spiritual gifts. And that's why I wanted to focus on this particular topic for this morning. There are three main chapters or passages in the New Testament that help us to understand the importance and the significance of attaining spiritual gifts and discerning them. So, to start out, we're gonna just review what are the spiritual gifts. We want to have a deeper understanding of what spiritual gifts are, why do I need to discern spiritual gifts, who has a spiritual gift, and how can I discover the spiritual gifts that God has given to me. Then the second phase, or the second point, will basically be to look through scriptures for some people, individuals whom God worked with and He gave them certain spiritual gifts and how they dealt with it for His own glory. And then finally, we want to take a practical step to mention some of the ministries, the spiritual gifts that we have in our community, in our church, that hopefully we can build and develop together. So that our goal at the end will be for each and every member in the congregation to discern her or his spiritual gift and to be somehow involved in this dynamic body of Christ, so that we edify one another and we may find comfort in one another and this whole body grows in a healthy way altogether. Let us begin by answering the basic questions and looking through scriptures. What are these passages that encourage us to discern the spiritual gifts? St. Paul basically tells us in 1 Corinthians 12 that now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles carried away with the dumb idols, however you were led. Therefore I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. There are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. So each person, each member in the congregation, in the body of Christ, has a specific gift or a number of gifts, and accumulatively they work together to edify the body and to build the whole congregation for the knowledge of the truth. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, etc. But one and the same Spirit. We are all working together, just like a member, each member in the body, each cell knows its function, each organ knows its function, each toe, hair, eyebrow, whatever small or big, each and every piece, part, member has a function, and when you put it together, we have a whole body that functions, that is healthy for the glory of God. The second passage that also speaks about spiritual gifts We find it in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 and 12, which mentions, "And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors, and some teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ." And here we see a very important theme. It's called unity in diversity. Unity does not necessarily mean uniformity. Like, if we are united together, it doesn't mean that each and every person has to be a clone of the other person. But unity in diversity, this is what we are aiming for. We may all come from different cultures, communities, ethnicities. We all bring something valuable to the body of Christ, because God loves all. No matter where we're from, we are still His children, made in His own image and likeness. We could be two different genders. God has given strength to each gender and the ability to do certain things that the other gender cannot do. We all have different experiences, education, backgrounds, experience growing up. All of this builds together the beautiful house and body of the Master, our Lord Jesus Christ. So all of it put together would be for the unity of the body and for the edifying of the body. And then the third passage that speaks about discerning spiritual gifts is in Romans chapter 12. And this is also a beautiful chapter of St. Paul that he speaks. We'll just read maybe a couple of verses from verse 6 to 8. "Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them." Let us use them. We cannot hide them. We cannot know that God has given us spiritual gifts and we are just hiding them or burying them in the ground. He's encouraging us to use them. Let us use them. This is the message here. And then, if prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith, or ministry, let us use it in our ministry. He who teaches in teaching, he who exhorts in exhortation, he who gives with liberty, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness. With mercy, with cheerfulness. Do it knowing that this is your gift that God has given you to edify the entire body. Use it, use this gift with cheerfulness. Let us discover together what are spiritual gifts. Spiritual gifts are basically talents that the Holy Spirit gave to each and every individual to edify the body of Christ, which is the church, and to witness to the entire society. So it's not just something to be used between the four walls of the church or amongst members of the community, but this is something that I want to take over and beyond the walls of the church into my day-to-day living with my friends, with my colleagues, with my schoolmates, etc. Comes then the question, why do I need to discern my spiritual gifts? Well, basically every member of the body has a function. And this leads us to realize the importance of a living, dynamic body of Christ. Let me tell you the truth. We may enter into communities, even churches, and we just feel a spirit of deadness. It's dead. Like people are almost like on drugs. Like people, like you just go in and there's no one who is cheerful, no one who's greeting another. Everyone is like has this 111 on their forehead and like so miserable coming to church. And you go in and you wonder, where's the joy of the Holy Spirit? Where is Christ in this place? Why is everyone fragmented? But when you enter into a church community and you find unity and you find love and you find cheerfulness and you find someone who greets you and he says hello with a beautiful smile, and you find someone who accepts you, and someone who brings you closer to Christ, and someone who wants to serve you, and someone who is doing their uttermost for the glory of God, you say, praise the Lord, this community has truly known the Lord Jesus Christ. This is what the church is all about. It is about the dynamic community where each and every individual has realized and recognized and discerned its spiritual gifts and is giving back from what God has given them back to the community. This is our target and this is our goal, that we would realize the importance of each and every member, no matter how small, how big, how young or how old, what their experience background is. We all come together and bring something to the table of the Lord, to the body of Christ. This is how we become a dynamic community in the body of Christ, the church. And we know where we stand in relation with other members. Maybe members connect together their gifts. Certain people who are talented in one area, they get together and they put their talents together and something amazing occurs. The community service comes together and they say, we are passionate about serving others. Let's do it together, hand in hand, and the Lord send them two by two. The next question is, who has a spiritual gift? Well, as we can see from the scripture reading, that every person, God has given them multiple gifts. Not just one, but multiple gifts. Every member who is willing to discern her or his spiritual gift will definitely dig in and find what is their calling in terms of what God has given them. The spiritual gifts which has been dispensed by the Holy Spirit are many, and it is up to us to discover them and discern them. How can I discover my spiritual gifts? Well, the Holy Spirit is the one who shows us our gifts through our talents, our interests, and our hobbies. Some people say, well, I don't know what to do. I'm not the person who stand up on a pulpit and preach. I'm not the one who go to Sunday school and teach. Well, who said that spiritual gifts are only connected to preaching? There are hundreds of spiritual gifts, and through prayer and through my own gifts and talents, God can show me what they are. Quite often when someone comes to me and says, I want to serve, but I don't know what to do, I say, what are your gifts? What are your interests? Where are your passions? What do you love doing? And usually it is through these gifts, talents, hobbies that God can call us to minister to Him. Maybe someone who is really good in sports may have a sports ministry and collect so many people and children around sports. And through the sports ministry, they can convey the message of Christ and the message of salvation. It is so difficult to get certain people to come to church on a Sunday morning, but it is so easy to invite some youth and people who are not like churched or, you know, like to come in an official service, maybe to a gymnasium to play sports. And we know that this is a Christian ministry, and this is how people could share in their giftedness. So the Holy Spirit will show us our giftedness through our talents, our interests, and our hobbies. Some gifts come to us naturally, like maybe someone who is really good in singing and they train their voice and talents, and then, you know, this could be wonderful. But some other gifts might be hidden and they require some kind of digging. Just imagine how much work goes into, you know, by the time the little diamond, you know, some of us have on their finger, by the time, you know, what this diamond goes through in order to reach our finger here. People need to dig so deep into the ground through rocks with explosives and dynamite. And then, you know, once these little precious things are discovered, they are sorted and shipped off to factories to polish them, to size them, to sort them, you know, then to wholesalers and then to retailers. And, you know, it doesn't come easily on, you know, by the time it comes here to our finger or ears or necklaces, it needs so much work. And I want to say that some of these precious gifts are hidden and need so much work to dig in for them. These things might not come naturally. We might need some training, go through hardships or go through trials in order to understand what is it that God is calling us to do. So some gifts don't come naturally and may need practice and may need work and may need a genuine interest from Christ until they come up to the surface so that we can serve one another with. Some people are pioneers, like look at Mother Teresa. The type of ministry she was doing, no one was doing before her. She was a pioneer in her field, and it didn't come easy, and it came with persecution. But she believed so much in it. She did it, and she stuck with it, and she hung in there, and she prayed to God until this ministry and this gift became so much fruitful. Once there is an interest, these gifts need nurture and practice and cultivating, lest the weeds grow around to choke them. How many people started and identified their giftedness, but in such a short time they give up and they quit? For so many good reasons. I got married, I moved to another city, I have children, I am too busy with work, I started studying again, I lost the spirit. All of these are really good and valid reasons why we got away from our giftedness. But I'm saying that the evil one is there to distract us and to put us down and to make us fall again into the way that we used to be. But if we now have the Spirit of God to lead us and we realize that we want to discern our spiritual giftedness, we are going to stick with these gifts to edify the body of Christ regardless of the circumstances. Maybe some of the moms say, I have no time whatsoever for ministry because I just had a child, right? Or a father. And then you know what? They have a second kid and they have time for that second kid, right? So what happened in that extra time? We could have given it to God. So please make sure that once we are dedicated and we have identified and discerned our spiritual gifts, we are nurturing them and no distraction will ever come. I realize how busy our lifestyles are, but still God wants us to nurture our giftedness. Our gifts could be discerned through our discussion with our priest, and also through friends could be nurtured. Like for example, it's really important for groups when they get together that they point out to each other what are the gifts that they notice in one another. You may say, you know, I came to your house and I see that you are very hospitable, or you are very generous, or you are talented with children. Why don't you use this gift? Edify one another. Not everything is going to happen through the priest. Not everything is going to happen through Sunday school, but the community of believers has to have a place in identifying and nurturing each other's giftedness. And this is what I want to encourage you to do, that once you see the Lord is calling you in a certain direction, you identify it and you take steps in order to nourish it. Encourage one another. I believe that each and everyone is really gifted in so many different things and many different areas, but it's about time that these giftedness come up to the surface. Yet everything needs to be done in order, because God has set certain order in the church and we should not disobey it or go against it. I love this verse in 1 Corinthians 14, chapter 40, that reads, "Let all things be done decently and in order." So everything has to be channeled through the church and through the needs of the church. So it's not just I will do whatever I want whenever I do it. When it's done in order, in the right place, in the right time, it will bear so much fruit. Let me give you a few examples from the Holy Scriptures of how different saints and prophets showed and used their giftedness, discerned their giftedness, and used them for the glory of God. Nehemiah. He was an amazing man of management and leadership, negotiation skills, and in engineering, because he engineered building the wall, the torn wall of Jerusalem. When you read the book of Nehemiah, it's amazing. He used his giftedness. He discerned them, and he said, these are the gifts God has given me. I will go speak to the king, get all the materials, assemble the people who are going back, start to divide the work among the people. Each family took a part of building the wall so they can feel a sense of ownership. What an amazing management technique. I wish that I would learn from it. Is this your gift? Think about it. David was the sweet psalmist of Israel, as mentioned in 2 Samuel 23:3. And he used his gift of music for the glory of God. And he organized a choir and to praise and to worship God as the Ark of the Covenant was coming back to Jerusalem. 1 Chronicles 15, chapter 15, verse 16. Ezra was a man of prayer and teaching the law. Is your passion in the Word of God? Use it for His glory. Is your passion in singing? Use it for God's glory. Tabitha, she was gifted with sewing, and she gathered all the poor people around her, and she used it for God's glory, all the widows, and she sewed for them and she made them clothes. And when she died, everyone was crying for her so much. Moses was known for his patience and his modesty. And the book of Numbers 12:3 says that the man Moses was so humble and so patient, more than anyone on the whole earth. Abraham was known for his faith and his obedience. He obeyed God. Maybe this is your gift. The Samaritan woman was a hidden gem. She was a hidden treasure. Someone who has always had a gift of public speech and of preaching, but her gift was never discovered until the Lord Jesus came and he unraveled this diamond in the rough. And this excites me so much when I see someone who has never been involved in any type of ministry, has never realized their gifts, and all of a sudden they're taking leadership in the church and they're leading different meetings and all of these things. I say, this is a diamond in the rough. It's just like the Samaritan woman who realized her giftedness and she started using it for the glory of God. The third and last point is, let me tell you about some of the ministries that are in the church. And again, some of them could be the place for you. You may be a pioneer in a complete new ministry that we never thought about. But these are some of the things that the church may offer right here, that we want each and every member in the church, young and old, male and female, from any culture, ethnicity, background, all are one in Christ, and we want to use your giftedness. We want you today to discern your spiritual giftedness. The church has a Bible study ministry, an audiovisual, Agape meal preparation, books, library, catechism, community service, which includes many things like serving the elderly and the homeless and the sandwich run and the Young Street Mission, deacons ministry, evangelism, Jerusalem as well as to the end of the earth, engineering committee, hospitality ministry, welcoming, magazine, media, men's ministry, mother's ministry, photography, prayer meeting, premarital counseling, setup, cleanup, social activities, sound ministry, sports technology, website, women's ministry, women's book club, worship team, urban, small groups, Sunday school, youth group meeting, summer camp, translation, elderly and the sick visitation and senior visitation, spiritual mentoring is something that's really important, counseling, having just an all-around welcoming spirit and acceptance and an open arm for each and every person, no matter where they are coming from. Our goal and our prayer that each member of the church would be committed to at least one ministry, to feel that we are all contributing to the overall vision of the church. I would like to conclude by this verse, which I feel really is the foundation of discerning our spiritual giftedness. What is the purpose of all of this? Ephesians 4, verse 16. Speaking the truth in love, may grow up in things into him who is the head of the Christ, from whom the whole body, each and every member, each cell, each organ, the whole body joined and knit together. You see, we're all connected together. We're not individuals detached from one another. We need one another as a community to survive. Not only as a church, but as a society. It needs this unity, unity in diversity. May grow up in all things. We are joined and knit together by whatever joint supplies. Why? By what every joint supplies. So every joint supplies something to the body, according to the effective working by which every part does its share. I want to ask you, are you doing your share? Or are you just being a participant and an observer and a fan? You know, when you go to a stadium, there's two types of people. There are players on the field who are doing all the scoring, and then there are so many fans who are standing to do what? To cheer. You know what? We don't really need any fans here in the church to cheer. Okay? We need all to be on the field. We need to be on the field, hands on. Get your hands dirty, get your feet wet, and go do the work of God. Figure out, discern your spiritual giftedness. Look at this last part. So each member does its work, what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share. Causes, listen to this, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. Here comes the question, do we want to grow as a community? I'm not speaking just horizontal growth like in numbers. Do we want to grow and deepen our relationship with Christ? If the answer is yes, each and every one of us has to discern their spiritual gifts. There is no more time to waste. No more time to pretend that I don't have a gift or a talent. And I'm praying to God that today God has unraveled to us by the Holy Spirit that we need you, the church needs you, Christ needs you to come up, to come out, to do your work so that we could all edify one another and causes the whole body to grow vertically as well as horizontally. May God bless you on this wonderful feast of the Holy Pentecost. May the Holy Spirit continue to guide each and every one of us to illuminate our minds, souls, and hearts into doing His will. And glory be to God forever. Amen. And I had a little presentation also for you, but we'll do it another time. So that's quite enough for today. Thank you so much.